from the heart of the nation and America's proving grounds for logic and common sense. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show. Here are the three big things you need to know and a couple things just for fun. Let's roll. It's Friday, January 11th, 2019. Three, CNN stooge and media laughingstock Jim Acosta makes his way to the southern border and makes the case for Trump's wall.
As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger.
Two, the fixer may be fixing to get even. Michael Cohen is headed to Capitol Hill to testify in front of Congress. Could it be the president's worst nightmare? And number one, President Trump travels to the Mexican border as the bruising fight over border security and the government shutdown heads toward week number four.
It's a bad thing. And they drive. They just go where there's no security, where you don't even know the difference between Mexico and the United States.
They just turn left and there they are. Boom. Welcome to a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. By the way, you can always listen to the program at stevegruber.com. Never miss a minute. It's there for you every single day. You can go there and catch the podcasts as well. So the president goes to the border. The president goes to the border and has a look about. I've been doing my research, and coming up Monday on the program, I have to tell you, we have some information coming out of Texas for you. Exclusive information you're not going to get anywhere else, that I can guarantee you, about who's crossing where the drugs are making their way through, how it's being combated, the seizures, the money, the chaos, all of it, coming from law enforcement officials that work the border. It's coming to this program on Monday. Tell your friends, because I'm telling you it's going to be a big deal. So the president traveled to the border. He sat with several members of law enforcement. He sat with the brother of Ranel Singh, the police officer murdered the day after Christmas. Ranel Singh was there with him in Texas, in McAllen, at this gathering, this roundtable, if you will. And he spoke to members of law enforcement. There was I couldn't believe it. On the table in front of the president is a Barrett 50 caliber. For any of you that know anything about guns, a Barrett 50 caliber is the biggest center fire rifle I think you can get your hands on. I'm off to the SHOT Show here in a few days. I'm off to the SHOT Show here in a few days to check out. I mean, every time you're at the SHOT Show, you see these Barrett 50 cals. I mean, they're like 6 feet long, right? They're gigantic. And the projectile, the cartridge you load is like, you know, twice the size of your index finger and twice as long. And then the projectile is twice as big as your thumb and twice as long. They're impressive. And it's incredible. I didn't think that the drug dealers and drug runners use Barrett 50 cals because these are firearms that are effective to a mile or more. In the hands of a trained sniper, they're incredible pieces of they're incredible weaponry. I'll just say that. Plus, there was almost $400,000 in cash, stacks of methamphetamines and heroin, all around the president, all from seizures, all from the last few days. So let's hear a little bit about what he had to say while he was at this get together. The president in McAllen, Texas, bite one, go, bite one.
Human trafficking, a phenomena that has been going on for 1,000 years or more, and that you think was something that modern society wouldn't have, and much of it comes, it's a world problem, not a U.S. problem only. And they come across the border, and it's a bad thing. And they drive. They just go where there's no... has been going on for 1,000 years or more, and that you think was something that modern society wouldn't have, and much of it comes, it's a world problem, not a U.S. problem only. And they come across the border, and it's a bad thing. And they drive. They just go where there's no security, where you don't even know the difference between Mexico and the United States. There's no line of demarcation. They just go out, and where there's no fencing or walls of any kind, they just make a left into the United States.
Just make a left into the United States. You see, so here's the thing. In discussing with law enforcement over the last few weeks, and especially spent a lot of time yesterday on the phone talking to law enforcement involved with drug interdiction and so forth, these side scanners, for example, in Michigan here where they do drug interdiction, I know that the Michigan State Police have technology where an 18-wheeler, for example, can roll through a checkpoint, and these side scanners can identify inside that 18-wheeler if there's an area that has been created to carry cash or drugs or contraband of any sort. They can say, well, that's they can see through the vehicle. It's incredible technology. And yes, we could use more of that at the southern border, so we should. So when Chuck and Nancy show up and say, we want to do this, great. Bring that to the table, too. Bring $10 or $15 billion along with it. We'll do that as well. We'll do the ports of entry, no question. But don't kid yourself. The new movie here recently, The Mule, Clint Eastwood, that guy was running drugs that were picked up from the cartel in Texas, and he would drive it back to Chicago and Michigan and that part of the country, right? He moved just over 2,000 pounds, made several runs. The fact of the matter is, a kilo is 2.2 pounds. So the idea that you wouldn't move kilos of illegal drugs over the border in backpacks and so forth is nonsense. Of course they do that. They run drugs anywhere they can. They do it by way of rail. They do it by way of water. They do it any way they can get there because it's all about the money. It's all about the cartel, and they don't care what happens to you. Now, one of the big points of contention now is the Democrats are starting to run on fumes. But the question is, how is the wall going to be paid for? Now, I'm pretty sure I did hear the president say Mexico is going to pay for that big, beautiful wall. But he's kind of adjusting now what he meant by that and how it's going to be paid for and so forth. It came up yesterday. Bite two. Go.
When I say Mexico is going to pay for the wall, that's what I mean. Mexico's paying for the wall. And I didn't mean, please write me a check. I mean, very simply, they're paying for it in the trade deal. They said concrete. We don't want a concrete wall. I said, that's okay. We'll build a steel wall. I like it better if you want to know the truth, Ted. And we'll call it a barrier instead of a wall. And I'm okay with that, too. I don't care what you call it, but it's got to be there.
And so the question has come up now. When he said Mexico is going to pay for the wall, what exactly did he mean by it? All right. And I think I took it pretty clearly. And I'm going to have to say, with the critics, they might be right. But the bottom line is this. If Mexico ends up paying for it because the drug running comes to an end and America saves $5 billion, or we don't lose as many people to heroin overdoses and we save the money, I'm good with however we get there. But the last bite I want to get to before we get to the break. So go to bite three. It's kind of cute. Go.
They say a wall is medieval. Well, so is a wheel. A wheel is older than a wall. And I looked, and every single car out there, even the really expensive ones that the Secret Service uses, and believe me, they are expensive. I said, do they all have wheels? Yes. Oh, I thought it was medieval. The wheel is older than the wall. You know that? And there are some things that work. You know what? A wheel works, and a wall works. Nothing like a wall.
Those damn medieval wheels. Right, 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 right. I thought that was kind of cute. He could have played that earlier, that's for sure. I don't know where he got that talking point, but it is cute nonetheless. So there's the president's visit to the southern border. He is on the verge of declaring a national emergency potentially because today is January 11th. It's payday, except it's not payday for 800,000 federal employees who are affected by this partial government shutdown. The pressure is building on both sides. It seems, though, that Democrats in red districts, House Democrats, freshmen especially, very concerned about where they are, don't like the shutdown. They're in full-on panic mode. So who's going to blink first? Chuck and Nancy? The president? We'll find out. Sit tight. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
So you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.